This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito, here with you, and here with a brand new series on WGOD, and we are in the book of Galatians. We're also in a brand new series. We're right next to where we're at the church as well. So you're not going to hear anything old like you've heard before, though the lessons we can glean from the life of Moses certainly are timeless. That's why pastors and preachers and Bible expositors are still teaching them today with Moses 3,500 years ago. Here today, we're in the book of Galatians, and this comes from a sermon I just preached the other day here on the first weekend in January 2018. We're in Galatians, verse by verse. We'd love to see you. As a matter of fact, I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning. We're going to pick it up right where we left off at church, and that is we're in chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, where Paul is marveling at what's happened to the people in this church. There's no praise for them. There's a short little praise the Lord in here in verse 5, and then he gives them both barrels, starting in verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you in the grace of God to a different gospel, heteros euangelion. That's where we're at here today. What's happened to these guys? You see, legalists crept into the church, and they were teaching the people there, no, faith is not enough, you see. Your faith in Jesus Christ isn't enough. You need to add something to that. There, it was circumcision. That is, you had to become a Jew first, then a Christian. This is going to be a great study. This is part one. This will play on the radio today, tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, Sunday morning, 10:30. Why don't you come by Island Community Church, worship with us, study, and hear this book preached Sunday morning, 10:30. Here's part one now of this introduction to Galatians. Now, notice in verse 1 how the Apostle Paul, how he became an apostle. Unlike today, where a Pentecostal churches appoint apostles on Sunday afternoons at 4:30, followed by roast chicken and dumplings. Let me put it out here in case you were sleeping the other 20 times that I taught this, okay? There is no apostles today. To be an apostle, you had to be an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. Let's just put it plain and simple in Esposito vernacular. For you to be, now you might call yourself an apostle, but you're not recognized as one. To be an apostle, you had to know the color of Jesus' eyes. I said that to someone and he says, well, I know the color of his eyes. I've seen him. Now, what's the standard answer to that, church? Too much linguine. You done had too much linguine before you went to bed. No, this is those who saw the color of Jesus' eyes while he was alive. An apostle saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Where's that in the Bible? Acts chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, of all the men who accompanied us all the time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John up until the day he was taken up from us, one of these must become an eyewitness or a witness with us of his resurrection. Acts 1:21. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. Paul said, am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus Christ?
Don't listen to people that call themselves an apostle. There are no more apostles today. Remember that the next time you hear someone call themselves one. I'm going to share a secret with you all. You want to hear a secret? Let's just keep this our secret between you and me. This is a secret of what an apostle really looks like. Okay? Remember this. Next time someone calls themselves one. It comes out of 1 Corinthians. Paul wrote it. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 9. It says, "For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last." This is a list. If you want to write down a list of what an apostle looks like, start with the word last. "I think that God has set us forth as last, as men appointed to death." Write that down. That's number two. Appointed to death. "For we have been made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable. We are despised. For even unto this present hour, we hunger and thirst. We're naked." This is how you can tell an apostle. He's naked. "He's buffeted." That means beating. "He's beat up. And they have no dwelling place." Guess what that means? Homeless. These guys are laughing. I'm going to start calling these guys apostles. You know, when you come to me with one eye and a bashed in head, you'd look more like an apostle than those that drive around in Cadillacs. I'm showing you what an apostle looks like. He's just giving you the list. We hunger, we're thirst, we're naked, we're beat up, and we don't have anywhere to live. Labor, working with our hands, we are reviled. When we're persecuted, we endure it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and we are the offscouring of all things unto this day. Now that is what an apostle of Jesus Christ looks like. And you want to be one? You got to turn in the Cadillac and your clothes and your food and everything that you have. And then get your head beat in like the apostles. Only one of them didn't die a martyr's death, and that was John. Everyone else did. So watch out next time someone calls themselves an apostle. Understand what the Bible says about it. Okay, also, right here in this first verse is the foundational doctrine of the Christian faith, the resurrection, both of Christ's and ours. The resurrection is the Christian faith. That when we die and leave this world, it's not all over. But on the contrary, it's just the beginning. When you die and leave this world, it's just the beginning. And by the way, it's also just the beginning for those that die without Christ. It's not the ending. It's the beginning. Don't believe that lie that once you die, you wink out and that's it. Don't believe that lie. It's better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven because you ain't reigning in hell. Don't, contrary to the liberal belief. Hell is a place of total darkness and torment. Whereas Jesus put it, quoting Isaiah, "The worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." You know, suicide is so stylish today. But if people knew what awaited them, they wouldn't be so quick to take their own lives. They'd be smarter. They'd be like Walt Disney or Ted Williams. You know what Ted Williams did? He was a famous atheist. He knew better. He was scared to die. So they took and they froze his body until they could find a cure for cancer to bring old Ted Williams back. So when he was dead, when they do that to you, they cut your head off. So someone got busted playing golf with Ted Williams' head. His head was on a tuna fish can. and someone there in the cryogenics lab, Farr was playing golf with his head. Don't let that happen to you. Can you imagine that? How, what a morbid thing that is. That's a true story. And Walt Disney, these are people that were afraid to die. But you read it all the time of people committing suicide, thinking that that's the end, and that's not the end. Ponder this for a minute. If the first death doesn't kill you, why do you think the second one will? You're going to die a first death, and you're still going to stand before God at the judgment seat. But the resurrection is the Christian faith, and that's good news. The Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Is that good news, church? Count me in. Believe this and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and bow the knee to him today. Acknowledge him as Lord and you will live. Think about it. Eternal life. Now this brother was talking this morning in Sunday school, having a hard time grasping things. Get your mind around this one this morning. Eternal life, where you don't die, where life does not end. That's promised to all those that receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. You know what that one means? That means there's a blessed generation. There's one generation that's going to be alive when Jesus Christ returns. And that generation won't ever die. My church knows, I say it many times, that's the number one thing on my bucket list. Not dying. Not only is it possible, that's going to happen to some generation that's alive when he comes back. Again, it's your choice though. God says, receive it by faith. God's foes say, like the Pope and the Catholic Church say, work for it. Back online on this sermon here. Jesus says, receive it by faith. Your salvation is a gift from God. You can't work for it. The Catholic Church says, work for it. The Catholic Church believe you do not know if you are saved while you live this earth, while you live this life. You cannot know. And I'm here to tell you today, you can know. On the authority of the Word of God, if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved, you can know and be certain of your salvation. You can't add any works to that. Otherwise, where do you stop? Two, the churches of Galatia. Reads like a tag on a Christmas present. From Paul to the churches of Galatia. Verse 3. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.